Call today.
It's not your fault. Baby, it's not mine. Our chance with crossing the same
road. Okay, welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, co-host, along with Charlotte Littlefield. Charlotte, how you doing tonight?
Good, George. Thank you. How are you tonight?
Okay, but there's a lot going on this past week. We've had bombings over in Baghdad, and we've had Russian former KGB agents poisoned and so forth. And so everything is really getting hot over there in Baghdad especially. Charlotte, do you have some announcements for us?
Well, I have my Grab Your Pen America.
Okay, get with it.
All right, let's do it. Well, today's Grab Your Pen America. We're going to start with some 9/11 truth sites. My all-time favorite, www.st911.org. Another one that I found this week was 911essentials.com. That's 911essentials.com. And then, of course, 911blogger.com. And that's pretty much it for the 9/11 truth at the moment. I would encourage everybody to go out and investigate 9/11 and make your own mind up about the physics involved and what happened on that day.
Have we had much feedback on the election? What's going on in the election? There was an article today in today's paper. I think it had to do with wiretapping aspect. And I think the Democrats were saying basically that they're going to wait and see if revising any of this wiretapping legislation would endanger national security. And so I believe that we're going to have a very cautious Congress dominated by the Democrats.
That's too bad. We need some change.
We need
to repeal the Patriot Act.
We need a Congress that can take a stand. First, they did not stop it originally. And now they're sort of wavering a little bit, trying to play politics.
Certainly seems that way.
Well, next up here, I have a word of the week.
Could
that be, Charlotte? What do you think?
Word of the week. Okay, everybody, our listeners, as you know, we're a new show. This is our third show, and we welcome all our listeners. And we have two things that we do. It's going to be the word of the week and the Grab Your Pen America. So,
anyway, the word of the week this week is the word corporation. And one of the definitions, or the most commonly held definition, is a legal entity which, while being composed of natural persons, exists completely separate from them. This separation gives the corporation unique powers which other legal entities lack. The extent and scope of its status and capacity is determined by the law of the place of incorporation. Now, these corporations, they don't have souls. They don't have a spirit to them, and they seem to just go off and start doing things, sometimes very, very evil things. And over the ages, there have been corporations created from the Roman times. They were not formally created like we see the corporation today through stock offerings and so forth, but they did have similar organizations back in the Roman days. Now, one of the more modern corporations of modern times was incorporated in Sweden, and that corporation was an early corporation in the 1300s, and then later on we had the East India Company in England, and it also expanded this operation through a corporate structure.
So this is where corporate law came from, essentially, the basis.
Well, first they tried to create an entity that they could create no liability, no personal liability.
Right. In business, I studied business, and basically they called it the veil.
Yes, and some of the criticisms early on of these corporations would surprise you. Here is an Adam Smith. He was author of Wealth of Nations.
Right, great economist. Okay.
Here's what he says about corporations. The directors of such joint stock companies, however, being the managers rather of other people's money than their own, it cannot be well expected that they should watch over it with the same anxious vigilance with which the partners in a private co-partnery frequently watch over their own. Negligence and profusion, therefore, must always prevail, more or less, in the management of the affairs of such a company. Now, Adam Smith was a founder of capitalism, you could say free market economics, and this Wealth of Nations set a precedent.
Was he the one we can blame the debt concept on? Was that the debt that...
but anyway, that was a very interesting comment, I think. And later on, Noam Chomsky, in fact, at MIT, he was a linguist. He's a linguist today and still there. And he states that a corporation or an industry is, if we were to think of it in political terms, fascist. That is, it has a tight control at the top and strict obedience has to be established at every level. And then there's a university professor out of the University of British Columbia, Joe Balkin, and he describes a modern corporate entity as an institutional psychopath and a psychopathic creature. Balkin claims that corporations, when considered as natural persons, exhibit the traits of antisocial personality disorder or psychopathy.
And when they get out of hand, you cannot give them the death penalty.
Well, one good example of this is this poisoning of this former KGB agent in London recently.
Yeah, he received a death sentence.
Because who can make this this kind of radioactive material? It's just too difficult to do through private means. So it had to be some type of a government research.
Very possible. He wrote, he co-authored, he wrote two books. His first book was in, we're talking about the spy. His name was, he was a former intelligence officer.
Yeah, Litvinenko, and he recently died in London, and he was killed by a radioactive...
Well, they're not sure, but yes, that's one of the claims that has come out. He was, he worked for the FSB, which is equivalent, it's kind of like the KGB, I think it's a subset of it. You could think of it more like a federal security service.
Well, I think it's a new name for the KGB. Yes,
Okay.
It was formerly called the KGB, and today it travels under the name of FSB. And this FSB is just as terrible as the KGB. And polonium 210 was, I believe, the radioactive isotope that was used to poison this man in London.
Now, at any rate, he died as a truth teller. That's what he says. He basically identified and blew the whistle on false flag operations happening in Russia. His first book, which he co-authored in 2002, and grab your pen, America, was called Blowing Up Russia, Terror from Within. And in that book, he puts forth that the agents coordinated apartment block bombings in Russia that killed more than 300 people that occurred in 1999. And it was blamed on the Chechen rebels.
Yeah, the Chechen rebels were blamed for many of these. And there was one that they actually caught the people, the agents planting the bombs. And the KGB at the time declared that the incident was a training exercise 48 hours later.
But there you go. An obvious example of false flag in the modern times. This man is paid with his life for coming forward. The other book that he wrote was The FSB Blows Up Russia. And that book, I think it was released after the 2002 book. I'm not sure. But you'll want to write that down. Our good researchers and explorers out there, and look into this false flag operations occurring in Russia. It holds weight for the false flag operations that happen in our own country and that happen in other parts of the world.
I've got a book that I want to highly recommend. It's called Bohemian Grove, Cult and Conspiracy by Mike Hansen. Now, the reason why I really like this book, it's that Mike Hansen went into the Bohemian Grove in the year 2000. On July 15th of that year. And this is a first-person account of him actually in the Grove and seeing and taping, along with Alex Jones, some very, very important videotape. And this book is a personal account by Mike Hansen, and you can get it down at one of the local bookstores, but also you can order it at 877-288-4737. Again, that's 877-288-4737. I think you can get it local.
Yes, George, if they're within driving distance to Austin, they can go to Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe. And I do believe they're open 7 days a week.
Yeah, they're down there across from the university, across from Dobie Center. And there's two gentlemen that own that, and they're very accommodating, and they have some very fine books down there. So y'all go down there and check it out, and we're going to be right back in just a few minutes. Thank you for listening.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's November 24th, 2006. Gold's at $628.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $649.33, $327.21 for half, and $163.60 for quarter ounce coins. That's $649.33, $327.21, and $163.60. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler.
And I'm Charlotte Littlefield, and we're real glad that you're with us tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines. You call in. This is Speak Out America. Tell us what's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And we got a special guest coming on tonight at 9:30, and we're looking forward to having him. And to prepare ourselves, we're going to give you some websites. Tonight we're going to be talking about low-energy nuclear reaction. One of the good websites that we recommended on the last show is infinite-energy.com, And we got two more for you tonight. Another one is newenergytimes.com. Okay, and I have another one, George. Just bear with me a second. We have,
sure, you bet.
Grab your pen. This one I'm going to spell out because it's not a word. It's a LENR-CANR.org. What that stands for is Low Energy Nuclear Reaction, or hyphen, Chemically Assisted Nuclear Reaction.org. But you just use the first letter.
Charlotte, are some people out there maybe in our listening audience a little confused about these terminologies we're using?
I am.
What was the old terminology of that?
Back in 1989, and there's a history behind this, when the two chemists stepped forward and said, hey, we observed a nuclear reaction inside our beaker, there was a lot of rigmarole about it, and it was kind of mislabeled as cold fusion, and that's really not the best accurate term.
Dr. Chubb is going to clear that up and give us a very clear, definitive answer on some of these things today and the newer terminology that is being used, which we're actually using today with the low-energy nuclear reactions.
We've got some exciting news from the spa war.
Oh, yes. There's a West Coast research facility out there that claims that they've been able to verify some of these particles that are a result of these reactions. And Dr. Chubb will give us a full lowdown on that.
And that's a naval research center, is my understanding, right?
Yes. Are the telephones open now?
Yes, telephone.
Give them that number.
Okay, 1-800-259-9231.
Does anybody think OJ? What about this OJ thing out there? I mean,
I thought that went away, George.
I want someone to call in and tell us what they think about this or anything, Iraq or anything. The pending legislation in the Congress, what they should or should not do.
Oh, I got another good website.
What's that?
Oh, you just reminded me of it. It's this one is very good for finding out what legislation is pending, okay? And it's called theweekincongress.com. And there's a gentleman who's been working that site as a hobby with no pay or anything like that since 1992. He does it out of the love of this country. And, again, that website was called theweekincongress.com. And basically you can go there and find out what legislation is pending, what the status is at, has it gone to committee, you know, what's going on. And it's a nonpartisan, unbiased view. It's just the facts.
Do you see this? I see it out there every day that there seems to be a more nonpartisan approach to politics today. I think people are realizing that, hey, they're playing us one against the other.
Yeah, as by construct. I mean by design, you know.
Yes, it is that way.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point of being ridiculous. Our freedom and our liberty is not a football game. It's not the Blues against the Reds.
I do want to make one comment before this segment is over. I was recently in London, and I don't know what our listening audience, what their opinion is on the toll roads. But over in London, I ate breakfast down about two blocks from the hotel I was staying at because it was excellent. Breakfast place. And Tom and Vera Baker own this place there. And they actually, one morning, on a Saturday morning, I asked why these people were giving tickets out. And they said, well, those are parking tickets. And I asked them, how much is a parking ticket? And they told me about £100, which was close to $200.
A parking ticket?
Yes.
In London?
And they said, if you pay it in 14 days, it's only $100, American dollars, or £50.
Wow.
And then I asked them, I said, What else is going on in the traffic control? They said, well,
we have these toll roads here.
Yeah. Okay. Now this will make a point here in a second. And I said, what is that C out there in the middle of the street? There was a big C, you know.
Was it yellow?
It didn't stand for cat either.
Was it yellow?
No,
white?
It was white. I believe it was white, if I remember right.
But a large C in the middle of the road.
And I asked Tom. I said, Tom, what's that C doing? He said, this is a congestion street. And I said, a congestion street? He said, yeah, about 2 weeks ago I got a ticket for going down a street that was labeled a congestion street that I was not allowed to go on. And so I said, well, how much was that? He said, well, I made the violation, and then 3 days later in the mail, I got a ticket because they hit me with the photographs with the cameras.
Right.
And then I thought to myself, toll roads, toll streets. Where does this thing end? In medieval England, in medieval Europe, in the Middle Ages, there were principalities that were controlling all the bridges and highways there and charging up the gazoo to go across those bridges and those highways and byways. And trade was stymied and would not flow. When they got and opened up the highway system in Europe, they have a very prosperous trade between those different countries. Now, what are we doing? We're going back to the Middle Ages. I am totally against toll roads, period. And I just think that they're a travesty against us, period. And they're going to cost us more money. We need to control our own highways, especially in Texas.
All the way up to the Canadian border. I wonder what other states are doing. I know Texas has got people that are opposing it. But have groups formed all the way up to Canada through the country?
Well, I don't know about that, but I had in talking to people over these holidays, I would introduce some of these ideas to them in group discussions. And it seemed like those that could afford the tolls said, oh, it's so convenient.
No problem.
There's a lot of people out there that are servicemen and plumbers and electricians that are going to have to pass that on to their customers in some way.
Right. It ends up coming out of our labor one way or the other.
Yeah, it really does. Oh, as a preliminary, there are several energy sources today, and we're going to be covering one that is low energy nuclear reactions labeled. But we have fossil fuels that are sourced. We have wind power. We have wave power, biomass, where they're taking trash, yeah, trash and stuff like that. We have hydrogen fuel, which some people are really pushing with fuel cells. We have tidal power, where the tides come in and then they let the water back out. We have solar power, and then geothermal would be in deep,
It's very an expensive one, isn't it?
In Iceland, they use thermal power, geothermal.
Right. That one's pretty expensive, though.
Now, hydroelectricity, we have that up to the northwest. But a friend of mine told me that was quite astute in energy management here in the Austin area. In fact, he worked for the power company. But he said that hydroelectricity from Canada to America should have been the solution. But anyway, another thing is nuclear energy. And that's what we're going to be doing here in just a little while with our guest. And y'all come on back in just a few minutes. And after the break, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. All right. This is a segment where we're bringing in our guest. I'm going to go ahead and give out the call-in number again. Everybody grab your pen. That's 1-800-259-9231. George, you want to go ahead and tell me about Scott?
Yes. Let me, before we bring our guest in, let's explain about Dr. Scott Chubb. He was born in 1953 in Manhattan, New York. He received his B.A. degree in physics from Princeton University in 1975 and his M.A. and Ph.D. degrees also in physics from the State University of New York at Stony Brook in 1978 and 82, respectively. Since 1989, Scott Chubb has been a research physicist at the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Dr. Chubb, to our program, would you?
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're really happy to have you tonight because I could have read all of your other interests, and it goes on and on.
Yes, I've done a lot of different things.
Been very busy.
Yes, I have.
What is your interest of study right now, Doctor?
Well, I've of course been involved with dense matter nuclear science. That's the new name for cold fusion. I've also have been working with ultra cold atoms. That's something that won the Nobel Prize in 1997 and in 2003. It's an area that is revolutionary in terms of navigational things, and that's where you actually literally stop atoms from moving. And I'm also involved with looking at the ocean from space, trying to understand currents, that is, ocean currents, using optical and infrared signals. That is stuff from the sun, and you look at them from space. NASA has a lot of products associated with that. You know, and other things. I did some stuff involving atomic clocks and the global positioning system. I have a patent in that. The Naval Research Laboratory is very varied in the things you get involved with.
I couldn't believe the research that y'all are conducting there. It's just fabulous, the number of different subjects.
Sure. Well, yeah. That's what they're supposed to do at a place like the Naval Research Laboratory and the Office of Naval Research.
And you're also a technical editor, is that right?
Yes. Yes. And in fact, most of the condensed matter nuclear science stuff I've done actually hasn't really involved NRL directly. I've only been monitoring things at NRL mostly. I was involved with an Office of Naval Research project where NRL really had a secondary role. But I did, on my own time actually, help to prepare a final report for the Office of Naval Research, which is the parent organization of the Naval Research Laboratory. It documented work that had gone on from 1992 until 2002. And it was the appropriate documentation actually appeared in New Scientist magazine in March 29th, 2003. It's important to sort of distinguish what I've done mostly at NRL and that particular effort, because the people who really did most of the work on that effort really didn't involve the Naval Research Laboratory. It really, we were sort of monitoring what happened, and the people who really did the most important work were at the Space Warfare Systems Center in San Diego. SPAWAR is the acronym. And these people really have done something quite remarkable. They not only demonstrated that the, in quotes, cold fusion effect is quite real, they could create it on demand, and they also now have demonstrated that they could create radioactivity from it.
Well,
now, all of this is, I guess I'm getting too technical.
No, no, not at all. Not at all.
That's all right. That's all right.
Well, it's a revolutionary energy source, and it was not well understood. What it is an energy source that is 10 million times better than burning rocket fuel.
Oh, my gosh. That's powerful.
Yeah. And it creates no pollution in the process.
Man, and that can give us pollution-free energy then.
Well, it yes.
Endless.
Oh, it's and what's amazing about this is that it comes from ordinary water, and it's very similar to the situation where we went from vacuum tubes to transistors. People didn't understand. They knew back in the 20s that things like in quotes cat whiskers, and they knew that these sort of semiconductors, these particular materials could actually be used to create, you know, ways of tuning radios, but nobody really understood why. And then in 1948, Shockley, Bardeen, and somebody else involved, discovered how to make transistors. Now, the point is, there's a big jump from from vacuum tubes to transistors. With transistors, materials could create what you wanted to take place. Now, fusion, conventional fusion, involves what happens on the sun, and it's very high energy things, and that's analogous to, you know, sort of in vacuum tubes, it's high energy kind of thing. It's electrons just sort of coming off in a kind of disorganized fashion, and that's what happens on the sun, and there are conventional reactions associated with what people know about what happens on the sun.
Right.
Now, they have some fusion research projects that are large scale, is that
right.
correct?
Right.
And then they have these cells, these small, low-energy nuclear reactors.
Right, yeah. And what happens...
What's the difference between those two there?
Right, and I was getting to that.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. Well, what they're trying to do in things like ITER, the ITER project, they're trying to mimic what happens on the sun. And they've been trying to do this since 1950. In 1950... Lionel Spitzer at Princeton University set up a program to try to mimic what happens on the sun. And there are particular reactions associated with that. Now, it's very hard to create a sun environment on Earth. In order to do the kind of thing that you're talking about, and you know, what we're talking about is the hydrogen bomb. The hydrogen bomb involves a situation where you actually can mimic what occurs on the sun. In the hydrogen bomb, though, in order to make it work, you have to have a nuclear bomb to ignite the hydrogen part of it to create what looks like sun. And the difficulty with creating what looks like the sun is it's just too hot to handle.
Right.
And so the way they try to do it, and it is analogous to what happens with vacuum tubes, the way they try to do it is they put a magnetic field around gas, and they run a current through the gas, and the magnetic field can actually hold the gas as the current goes through it. And that's called inertial confinement. And there's a process, tokamaks do this. That's one way of doing it. There are other ways where they try to do it very fast involving lasers. But the underlying principle involves mimicking what happens on the sun. And that's analogous to what happens in vacuum tubes and the analogy of vacuum tubes versus transistors. And it's taken, after 50 years, it's been tough. They've had a tough time really making a lot of progress, and it's because it's a very difficult engineering problem. It doesn't mean they won't get there, but it's a very difficult problem, and ITER is involved with pursuing that course of things.
There were several people of your colleagues that really complimented you over the years in keeping these issues alive in the public interest and within the scientific community. Is that correct?
Yes, sure. Let me just make the distinction between what happens with the conventional fusion.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the cold fusion, or low energy nuclear reaction.
Right.
The difference is that these two chemists turned the scientific world upside down when they suggested that you could create the same kind of thing by running a battery backwards.
Imagine that. Scott, we got to take a break.
Sure.
So we're gonna fade out, and we'll get right back with you.
Sure.
As soon as the break's over.
I must say that your speech tonight is very, very informative, and our listening audience is transfixed.
Don't lose your thought,
because
we're going to pick right back up there.
I'm right here.
They're here. We'll stay here.
Don't lose your thought.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-889-2994. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-889-2994. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-889-2994.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth with Scott Chubb, scientist. Scott.
Yes.
All right, great. So we were starting to get into the low temperature part of this.
Right.
Okay, great. Well, why don't you go on ahead where you left off?
Okay, well, what happened was two chemists from the University of Utah, Stanley Ponce and Martin Fleshman, and a physicist from Brigham Young University, Stephen Jones, thought they discovered the same thing, and they both thought it was a colder version of fusion, that is, the fusion that happens on the sun.
Colder as in like 1,800 degrees colder?
No, room temperature.
Okay.
And basically they were running a battery backwards, each of them. Now this is really revolutionary kind of idea. Now, what happened was a lot of confusion. It turns out that Jones might have seen what happens on the sun, but at very low levels. And in fact, not really. Well, it's possible it was the same. What happens on the sun is a very, very well-defined set of reactions. Now, what Ponce and Fleshman discovered was something else. And there's a lot of confusion about this because people thought that they were looking at the same thing, and it seemed to be outrageous. Ponce and Fleshman didn't seem to see what you would expect from what you have on the sun, and Jones might have seen some of it, but at very reduced levels, and the measurements were difficult. Now, with time, it turns out it was found that Ponce and Fleshman actually discovered something better. And that's the funny thing. The solid, Ponce and Fleshman discovered an effect that is a variant. It's a kind of conventional fusion that rarely occurs. And it rarely occurs because it is not what you would, you have to set up things just the right way to make it happen. That was a point of confusion too. The way that it works is, there's a thing called a deuteron or a deuterium nucleus, which is it's a form of hydrogen. Hydrogen is very simple. Hydrogen has a proton, and then it has an electron moving around it, and that's a hydrogen atom. Now, heavy hydrogen or deuterium involves a proton and a neutron, as opposed to just a proton with an electron moving around it.
Okay.
Now, the key thing is what happens with the proton and the neutron. In what happens on the sun, you have a proton and a neutron and a proton and a neutron, and they come together at high velocity.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty random.
Because they strike each other, but they don't have time to repel each other.
Yes, because they have a lot of velocity.
Right. Right.
And what happens is, typically, in that kind of situation, the proton and the neutron, there's really not much distinction between them, except at the point of the reaction, where, because they have enough velocity, and you get with sort of equal probability, you get a process where the proton and the neutron hits the other proton and the neutron, and the proton, one of the proton-neutron pairs, it splits. And so you get two protons and a neutron coming off, or you get two neutrons and a proton coming off.
Right.
And those reactions occur with equal probability. The two proton, neutron, and a neutron coming off, that's called helium-3, the two protons and a neutron, and you have a neutron coming off. And the other reaction where you have two neutrons and a proton, and the proton coming off, the two neutrons and protons, and a proton is called tritium. Now, both tritium and the neutron, and the other reaction with the neutron coming off, those are very easily detectable reactions, because the tritium is radioactive, and it eventually turns into two protons and a neutron with an electron coming off and an antineutrino. And so you can detect all this stuff, and it's all high-energy particles, and that's what they expected to see. And that's sort of the kind of thing that Jones saw at Brigham Young University, but at very low levels. Now, there is another reaction where the proton-neutron and the proton-neutron come together and stick, and they form helium-4, or an alpha particle. Now,
okay.
Helium-4 is the most inert element known to man. Now, in that reaction, normally, and as it occurs in the sun, it hardly ever happens. And the reason is the each proton-neutron pair, each deuteron, has to get fixed in a particular way. It has to get set up in a particular way for the reaction to occur. Now, what appears to happen in the solid is that the solid can prepare, can make it so it will happen. And what's even more fascinating about it is, as opposed to the situation in the sun where the two things come together and they give off high-energy radiation, a gamma ray, the gamma ray appears to be split into many, many different separate pieces of light that combine with a solid in such a way that nothing comes out with any appreciable energy. And what you get is a kind of perfect fuel.
Okay.
So you get, you take this battery and you run it backwards, and you do get the helium that you expect at the right amount. And you just get heat. And, you know, I mean, it's absolutely spectacular. So these chemists came along. Here you had these people trying to do the tokamak thing, trying to do what happens on the sun.
Large scale, right? Yeah.
Yes, large scale, yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's analogous to a vacuum tube, right? The chemists came along and they ran this battery backwards and they discovered, wow, we're getting more energy out than we're putting in. And then they worked on it and they figured out why. And it's because they're creating helium. They're creating helium-4. Now, what this translates to, the remarkable thing is, it appears as if the materials themselves can actually filter things out. Now, what I mean by that is, in ordinary water, that's H2O, or hydrogen into oxygen, one part in 6,000, 5 to 6,000, of H2O involves a situation where the hydrogen, that is a proton and electron, gets replaced by a deuterium, that is a proton and a neutron and an electron. And the fascinating thing about it is that the reaction that occurs is 10 million times better than burning rocket fuel. But if you take 10 million divided by, say, 5,000, that's still 2,000. So what does this mean? If you have a gallon of rocket fuel, it's very easy to imagine driving a car 30 miles on a gallon of rocket fuel. Now you take just seawater and you say, okay, one part in 5,000 of the seawater is the thing that you need to make the reaction to occur. 10 million times better, you still have a factor of 2,000. So that in a gallon of seawater, you have the energy that's 2,000 times better than a gallon of rocket fuel. So So 30 miles to the gallon with rocket fuel, you multiply it by 2,000, that's 60,000 miles. And there's no pollution. Which means on several gallons of seawater, it'll be possible to drive an automobile for its lifetime with no pollution.
Where can I buy one?
Doctor, do you have a couple of those in your backyard?
Well, getting on the radio and telling people about this is important because people have to know that, you know, there's been such a controversy about this. And there are places to check it out. NewEnergyTimes.com. That's NEWENERGYTIMES.com is an excellent source of information. That's for the general public. And there are other places. The name is Low Energy Nuclear Reaction now. That's the name. And there's a website called www.lenr.org, which you can also, there's a more complicated name, but you can get to it from there. And then there's, of course, infinite-energy.com. And the information is beginning to become available. And it's, you know, it's taken a while, but it's happening.
Well, will there be a lock on this technology through patenting or what? Is there,
well,
what's the situation there?
Well, that's been a very interesting question because people just didn't believe it. So I don't think so. I mean, it was like...
The skepticism was very great in this area, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, that drove people like Gene Maloff to find things, to invent things like Infinite Energy Magazine. Because, I was very skeptical. It was driven out of mainstream science very early on, and it was partly because it was simply poorly understood. You know, it's a process, and after 17 years, people now are beginning to understand it, really, and it's getting out into the literature. It just takes time.
Well, we read some of your literature, and we're here to give you a
voice.
A voice, yes.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it.
We believe in what you're doing, Doctor, and getting the word out, and
well,
we're here to try to help you.
No, I appreciate that, and that's why I'm on.
And some of your speeches at some of your conferences and everything else, you've been at this for a while. You're just not new to it, and so you've dedicated yourself a lot of time to this, and we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I certainly have.
Yeah, we're going to be back in just a few minutes. Thank
sure.
you very much.
Sure.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.